Yesterday on the show, we spoke about the dialogue held in Johannesburg on how we can deal with the challenge of water scarcity in the country. A team at UCT is said to have hit the spot in purifying mine waste water into drinkable water after 17 years of work. Their efforts are said to be on the brink of producing 500,000 liters of drinkable water a day at a Mpumalanga coal mine. And Professor Alison Lewis is Dean of the Faculty of Engineering and the Built Environment at UCT, joining us on the line. Prof, thank you very much for making time. Good afternoon.
Hi there, and thanks very much for having me on.
A lot of work over the years, and we are at a point where you've hit the spot. Tell us about the efforts and how successful they are.
Well, thanks very much. The first thing I need to do, obviously, is to acknowledge the fact that all of this work has been done by postgraduate students at the University of Cape Town. Mm. So these are master students and PhD students who graduated with projects working on getting this from what was a laboratory curiosity to something that's now commercializable. Mm.
And what have they found? How have you been able to, or they have been able to, get us to a point where now we've got drinkable water? What techniques have been used to achieve this?
Well, what's really cool about it, excuse the pun, is that the way that the technique works is that you take your mine water or hypersaline brine and drop the temperature to the point that the water in the brine freezes out as pure ice, and because it's lighter than water will float, and the contaminants in the water, whether they're metal salts from mine water or whether they're bulk salts from seawater, will crystallize out as pure salts, and because they're heavier than water, will sink.
Mm.
So you have a very simple, conceptually, separation process with ice floating and the salt sinking, and you're almost deconstructing the decontaminated water.
It sounds also like this could fit in nicely with when one remembers the conversation about water desalination, which is considered to be a short-term solution to Cape Town's water shortage, that this could be part of the solution with the brine issue that you speak of.
Yes, very much so. So if Cape Town does go for desalination, we need to bear in mind that reverse osmosis, which is the standard sort of filtration technique for seawater, is actually very inefficient, because what you're doing is you're pumping the salty seawater through a very, very fine membrane that will reject the salts on the one side and recover the water on the other.
Hmm.
But it only is 40% efficient. In other words, if you put 100 liters of seawater, you only recover 40 liters of pure water, and you'll create another 60 liters of brine.
Mm. There are a number of skeptics, as you would know, Prof. That just the idea of wastewater from a mine, and the techniques that you have, it leading to drinkable water. It is said that in Mpumalanga already you can produce 500,000 liters of drinkable water. How pure is it? How does it compare to our tap water? How safe is it?
It's absolutely potable. It's reverse osmosis water, so it's actually purer than our tap water. And in fact, there is already a plant at Emalahleni which does produce pure water from mine water, and they sell the pure water back to the municipality. So that part has already been done.
Mm.
But at Emalahleni, what they're doing is generating these enormous amounts of brine. So the big step forward we've made now is in the brine treatment. In other words, making the whole water recovery process much more efficient.
Looking at just finally, we know that the issue of mine wastewater was discussed at length around what's happening in Johannesburg in the mine dumps that we're seeing there. Is there a possibility of this techniques being taken up country and in turn being able to benefit the community there or the water resource in that area?
Yes, very much so. If you look at the current best practice, which is being implemented for the treatment of the acid mine drainage in Gauteng, which was big news a short while ago, they're using reverse osmosis, and they're generating megalitres of brine, and at the moment they're pumping the brine underground. So they don't have a solution for that. And so potentially this could almost double the efficiency of the recovery of the water or the treatment of the acid mine drainage.
All right. We appreciate the work that you have done together with all the team members. Professor Alison Lewis is Dean of the Faculty of Engineering and the Built Environment at UCT. 17 years of hard work. Now we are able to have drinkable water treated from mine waste water. Would you drink it? I don't see why not.